I'm Dan Klefstad. A second Illinois Republican is suing to block Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home order. Sean Crawford has more.
Representative John Cabello of McChesney Park is challenging the governor's extension of his order through May. Cabello argues that's the legislature's call, and his attorney Tom DeVore says it's about separation of powers, not the governor's job performance.
That is politics and human condition getting in the way of what really is, even though it's very complicated and it's a very, important, it's a narrow issue.
The lawsuit was filed on behalf of all Illinois residents in what's called a representative action. Earlier this week, a Southern Illinois judge sided with GOP Representative Darren Bailey in a similar challenge. The state is appealing that decision. Governor Pritzker has been critical of both lawmakers, calling them irresponsible. I'm Sean Crawford.
Irresponsible is also how an Illinois congresswoman describes the recent designation of the federal prison in Thompson as a quarantine location. Democrat Sherry Bustos says as many as 280 new prisoners could enter the federal system through the facility in northwestern Illinois. She says she's troubled about understaffing and lack of PPE, along with insufficient testing capacity. She's also worried about the lack of local health care options if someone comes down with the disease.
Staff or inmates, if they were to have to go to a hospital, they would need to either cross the river and go into Clinton, Iowa, or they would have to go a county away into Whiteside County. Even that, you have to think about with a virus like COVID-19, it doesn't respect any borders.
The federal designation follows a previous decision by the Bureau of Prisons to transfer 20 inmates to Thompson from Chicago, a hotspot for COVID-19. The state of Illinois is sending out teams of nurses and ramping up testing for COVID-19 at nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. Governor Pritzker said during his Wednesday briefing, the Department of Public Health is deploying 500 nurses and will send another 200 in the coming days. Pritzker said their primary functions will be to administer swab tests, train nursing home staff, and help the facilities improve their hygiene practices. Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike said her agency is focusing on nursing homes because of the unique vulnerability of their residents. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. As COVID-19 cases in Southern Illinois continue to rise, Jackson County has reported the most numbers. They have 21 in the last 24 hours. The health department adds that most of the Jackson County residents who have tested positive in the last week are tied to workplace outbreaks. Those workplaces are outside Jackson County. After nearly 6 weeks, Southern Illinois Healthcare says it's working on a plan to resume elective surgeries in the region. SIH halted the surgeries due to the COVID-19 crisis and furloughed employees because of the cutback in activity. CEO Rex Buddy says they hope to have some surgical procedures back online by May 11th with patients tested for COVID-19 a few days before their procedure and then sent home to isolate until the surgery. He says if all that goes well, they'll increase the number of surgeries slowly. More and more small business owners across Illinois are pushing to convince Governor J.B. Pritzker to reopen parts of the economy in places where there are relatively few COVID-19 cases. Pritzker says the state is trying to help small businesses because he's extremely concerned about how they're being impacted by the pandemic.
We created a grant program at the state level to just provide $25,000 grants to local small businesses. There is no doubt about it that the first thing that I want to be able to do across the state is to open up those smallest of businesses.
Pritzker says he is trying to give small businesses an opportunity to bring some revenue in by offering pickup and delivery services. He also says a top priority is opening small businesses as soon as possible. For WSIU News, I'm Leah Lerner.